large flowering tree with shiny leaves and big white flowers on it. They're big trees.
Oh, magnolia.
Yeah, okay. All right, if a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'll say, well, I'll have to ask my
husband.
All right, what are some other names for husband? Nice names, then.
Oh, yeah. Old, I heard him say, my old man.
Okay. Anything else?
Let me ask the boss.
All right, and a man would say, I have to ask my
wife.
Or any other names for that?
I've heard them call them old ladies.
Have you ever heard of the missus?
Yeah. And madam. Let me ask the madam.
Really?
Yeah. Red Foster, the fire inspector. Every time he'll ask me, he says, how's the madam?
No kidding.
Instead of, you know, how's your wife?
All right, a woman whose husband is dead is called a
widow.
A what?
A widow.
Okay.
Widow woman.
How about, have you ever heard a name for a woman whose husband isn't dead, but he just went off and left her?
Divorcee.
Okay, ever heard of sod widow?
No.
The man whose son you are is called your
son you are? The man whose son you are.
You are?
Oh, he called my pop.
All right. What's the standard word for that?
Father or daddy.
Any other names that kids call their fathers?
Well, I've always called mine pop. Pop.
And his wife is called your?
Mama.
Or the standard?
Mother.
I'm sorry?
Mother.
Okay. Any other names that children call their mothers?
Any other name that the children call their mother? Mama or mother?
Okay. Mom?
Or mom or mama. Some of them call her mama.
Okay. And your father and mother together are called your?
Parents.
Okay. Your father's father is your?
Grandpa.
All right. Are there other names that children call their grandfathers?
Well, some children call it grandpa, papa. Now, that's one I've heard of the expression they call it.
Any others?
And some of them call them papa, where they call it daddy, and they call it grandpa, papa.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
All right. And his wife is your?
Grandma.
Other names for her?
Granny. Be one.
Okay. Your children would be your sons and your
daughters.
And they are boys and
girls.
Alright, if a woman is going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant.
Alright, are there any polite ways of saying pregnant?
She's in that way.
In that way?
Yeah.
Any others? Have you heard she's expecting?
Well, yeah, that's one. She's expecting.
Okay. Are there any funny ways to say it?
Well, the only way I can think of as far as being funny is like I've told my nieces or my sisters when I'd see them.
Uh-huh.
And they was in a family way. I'd say, gee, you certainly look swell. Every time I see you, you're getting swell and swell. You certainly look swell.
Okay. If there isn't a doctor around to deliver a baby, the woman that you might send for?
Midwife.
All right, ever heard her call anything else?
No. I've just heard them when I was a kid, they used to say that so-and-so, go get Miss so-and-so, and they'd say she was a midwife.
Okay. If a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say the boy
looks like his father.
All right, how about favors?
Or resembles his father.
Would you ever say he favors his father?
Yeah, in the form.
All right, what if they don't necessarily look alike, but the son has the same mannerisms and behavior as his father? You would say he